from night until morning. Yeah. Them already know that them want it. Yeah.
See me out going out. Spread the love and it's gonna be body.
It's a whole set of gal in the street party. And the whole thing popping out, popping out, popping out. Yeah.
Feel it when the sun comes up. Even when it rings out. Don't miss the magic. So blessed to have it. I wanna have some fun, and I just wanna get down. Don't miss the magic. So just let it be.
Rub me up like a sheet, tape on a bed, give me shivers like a brain freeze. you get that formula. The way you slow wine, girl, you make me come over. And I want you to whine and hold me tight. I want you stay for the rest of the night. Girl, I wanna slow wine on ya. I wanna move, you make me groovy like so. Slow wine on ya. I wanna feel you, yeah, yeah. Slow wine on ya. Come on, let me hug up the bumper, na-na. Slow wine on ya. Go there, girl, roll it around. Let me take that fast wine, girl, and slow you down, girl. Ease in, ease out. Ease in, ease out. Slow down on the tick, take time with the talk. One side at a time, make the bumper drop, girl. Ease in, ease out. Ease in, ease out. Smooth on the skin like lotion. It's a wine they call slow motion. Me gotta
slow wine for me. Colo, the way you wind in the slow-mo, slow-mo. Make I love you now, now, now. So cool, take it down, down, down.
Yeah, yeah, eh.
Hey, the way you back it up, easy. Back it up, please me, yeah. Trini wine, yeah. Slow wine for me.
Girl, I wanna slow wine on ya. I wanna move, you make me groovy like soca. Slow wine on ya. I wanna feel you, yeah.
She's looking to my eyes and she's seeing designers. Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana. Dolce & Gabbana. Yeah, say she's looking to my eyes and she's seeing designer. Yeah, Dolce & Gabbana. Got me going banana. Yeah, pass me the code, pass me the cho. Pass me the thing where they make me go. Pass me the code, they make me slow. Pass me the code, the code.
When I look into your eyes, all I see is your waist. Do that Africa waist. And I don't got no time to wait. No, they make me the chase.
You know time is any essence. Come and give me blessings. Let them rain down on me. We got no time, no ace. Come get a taste. Fulfill all my fantasies, oh. Can you start from the bed to the floor? Can you give me more and more?
Dolce & Gabbana. Yeah, say she looks into my eyes and she seen designer. Yeah, Dolce & Gabbana. Got me going banana.
body's on fire. Show me how to control it. Then go ahead, you flip and get higher. Girl, I love how you roll it. I put my hand there. Hold it, I'ma be right by you. I'ma be right by you. I'ma be right by you. I'ma be right by you.
Lighters up, lighters up, one time lighters up. Pulled up in the party when you saw me, I was lighting up my J. So go ahead and brighten up my day. Lighters in the air when you're lighting up the rave. And it's feeling like I met you here before. Girl, I felt your presence when they let you through the door. Never had a brother give you everything and more. So I take a little piece and then the rest of it is yours, me and more.
You don't dare when I don't dare tell you, but can you taste and I play? Hey, hey, hey. I don't know where to you, they do me, with just this start out my brain.
Loving when I put you in your place. I can tell you love it just by looking in your face. It's the way that you wind up your waist. I'm so in awe, girl. You never have to worry about nothing. You know it's yours, you know you're
on it. Girl, you just own it. Cause your body's on fire. Show me how to control it. And go ahead, you step and get higher. Girl, I love how you roll it. I put my hand there.
Gotta make sure that you come to. Hurry up and come to my condo. little touch, brown and white. Like I go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, fizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Blam the trash, man it's so tough.
Alright yo, put the belly on the body, make a clutch. Seen her watch, now she wanna give crutch. Boy got peas, now she hopping in the pod. Man a real life sugar gal, I'm off to get walk. When she want dark, told her meet me at the top. Switching lanes the other day, I seen her waiting for a bus. Maybe this a Moncler sweater, diesel denim. Buy another one, my pockets fat like heather. Neck froze like I don't know no better. Benzo truck, white seats and they leather. Go broke never, on my grind. She make it clap like I'm Busta Rhymes. I got the juice, the sauce and all them things. I blammed her twice a night with all my bling. Big Benz, drive, I brought that thing. Any girl you want, they were my thing.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, fizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Blam the track, and it's so tough. Flood my eyes, make a whole blush. Back of the tour bus, getting cool up. D square, got them de-stressed. Got a hand wash, new racks with the old Nikes in the shoebox. Keep my stripes, no cuss. Pull up in a new plate, then she might just. She went trying to move bait when her eyes locked. New tints on her coupe, that's a head loss. Off my whites, right my rungs. Gucci my mum, why you to do your thumbs? Count my sums, this is gonna get long. Love my green, I'm trying to get strong. Trying to get on, where I'm from, it's on. Yes, man, don't take no dumb threats. They see funds, they hop fence. We been up, not up. Next. Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. Like I go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, fizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go up. Blam the trash, man it's so tough.
So why, baby, you could never do me wrong. Nothing that you do could let me down. Only you could whine and dip and make me stronger. Go longer.
Cause I'm up to my neck in problems, and only you could solve them. Cause maybe the wine you got there, it's so magical, I don't wanna let go. Some would say that you are a problem, but I welcome and want this problem. Yes, baby, the wine you got there, it's so magical. Like you catch me with a love potion and I
Asian chick, y'all put on your Ray-Bans quick. Hey yo, DJ, play some quick. She take over the dance floor, the league guys trip. She make she own money, give all the way that's
keep. It's getting hot in here, girl, take off all your clothes.
Girl, take off your clothes.
Me not take no picture, but just pose.
Well, for the camera.
Girl, I love it when you whine very slow. You're deep on fire, girl, everybody knows.
Yeah, the whole world knows.
You're hotter than them, you're hotter than them. You're hotter than them, yeah, you're hotter than them. You're hotter than them. Me give you 10 out of 10, girl, you're hotter than them. You're hotter than them. Baby, you're hotter than them, yeah, you're hotter than them. You're hotter than them. You don't care if you're better for it.
You know I'm happy for them. You wanna hate, what the people rate. But they know they can't violate. What they know, they wanna take food from your plate. Smile in your face, got it fake. So me live my life so them can see it. And pop one more bottle for the hate of them. You see the reason the boy envy. Cause them see me blessings like over and over again. Over and over again. Light it shining over and over again. Over and over again. Them see me blessings like over and over again. Over and over again. Light it shining over and over again. Over and
talking
over
that,
again.
Talking that when you walk out, girl. You dancing in this head non-stop, girl. When you bubble up. Causing trouble with a waistline I like. This man a cool got baby. Get me driving me crazy. When you come in close, there's only one thing to do. Put your lips on me. Talking that talk, talking that talk. When you wind your body. Talking that talk, talking that talk. Girl, you look so sexy. Talking that talk, talking that talk. Put your lips on me. Talking that talk, talking that talk. Bubble up. Bubble your gum, girl, your taste like strawberry on my tongue, and I like it when you drip on the young man. The vibes gonna raise when the song plays. I'm going with the bass when you wine it. Girl, you're so good with the timing. Anything you could have it. Just say the word, you go get it. Pull up in the party and say them things to me. Girl, when you say them things to me, I wanna feel all the passion. And wanna make love till the sun up. You're going home with me at the end of the night. Girl, if it's alright.
Climb a rodeo. Please do not bring that vibe, cause I'm just but not all the time. So you take a wine with me sometime. You take a grind with me sometime. You can vibe with me sometime, but not all the time. So
sometimes, sometimes,
don't get things twisted, baby.
Sometimes, 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 sometimes,
don't get mixed up now, baby.
Sometimes, sometimes,
but not all the time. So
Baby presents a Victoria Weekend Barbecue, Saturday, May 21st, noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Cote St. Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue, jerk, and roti, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides, homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $15 or less. So come on out and enjoy the outside with Fabi and the crew. Music by DJ Jason. Saturday, May 21st at Mackenzie King Park.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
What's up, Montreal? This is Montreal Sessions, and it's your girl, Tally Taliwa, here at TKUT with some real sistren. Who else do we have here today?
Okay, so this is Serenity, by the way. We have with us Ciroc, the goddess MC herself.
Right? Straight from Atlanta.
Well, Washington. She hails from Washington.
Oh, yeah, she's just getting... that's right, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Right? Okay, I had to make sure.
Gotta rep home first.
But I definitely rep Atlanta as well. I've been there for many years.
I'm
super grateful and inspired to be in the space with you ladies
today. Yeah.
Likewise.
For real. We're here from, in fact, we're here from the land of womanhood. That's just what it is, right? And so, ladies, we're here to just kind of talk it up and give people a sense of what's it like being artists in this rap game thing. I don't even know if it's a rap game, but...
Well, it's an industry, a rap industry.
Kind of thing.
It's a game, though.
It is a game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start there then, Serenity. You say it's a game.
It's a game because anything where you have to dive in and go in wholeheartedly is definitely going to challenge you. So it's a game.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Mm-hmm. What do you say on that?
I agree, too, especially around the idea of like how many, you know, chess moves and stuff that you have to make to actually move forward successfully in the game. And then it's sportsmanship as well. You know, the competitive nature. Who has the aptitude, who has the drive to be able to sustain like this rough road as well.
There's strategy. There's strategy behind it all.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And I guess being women, the game is even tougher. I don't know.
What do you say, Ciroc? How do you feel about that?
I definitely feel like it has been. More recently, the road has kind of opened up a little as with certain movements that have popped up, you know, regarding women's empowerment and stuff like that. And just looking for the people looking for different voices and different representations of women and perspectives.
For real.
And stuff.
I would say that I'm thinking back to the era that I fell in love with hip hop. So I'm going to date myself. That's okay. So let's just say in the 80s. In the 80s, there was a nice abundance of female MCs. Mm-hmm. For a culture that was on the come up, there was a nice variety of women who were saying a variety of things. Mm-hmm. And then there was still women in the 90s, but some of the themes were switching up. And then it got really narrow for most of the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're coming back around, I think, thanks to sort of this independent culture, to a nice variety again and a bigger amount of women who are hitting the mic and who are really, you know, telling their stories in their ways and not subscribing either to any particular expectations.
Yeah.
So it's a nice time.
Because I find that being the challenge, like that is the challenge. You know, a lot of times, especially because you're a woman MC female, they want to put you in a box. They want you to act a certain way. They want you to perform a certain way. They want you to spit a certain way and certain lyrics because they're like, you know, sex sells. Like you said, in the 80s, they had a whole plethora of of female MCs who would speak on various issues and real life issues. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like you say, it got narrow, but that's because the industry wanted it to be that way. But as an artist, you have the right to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. I think if people are kind of more interested, like the fringe culture is now starting to grow and swell. And we're starting to celebrate those people who have been traditionally been marginalized and silenced.
Right.
So now that allows for women who previously didn't have representation, whether aesthetically or whether narratively and mm-hmm. all these things, to come to the forefront, and they're starting to get support and all of that. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm happy. It's a little easier. It's been a long road. Not that I didn't expect it to be.
So that's what I was going to ask you in terms of the road. How did you start on the road? So let's just start off with, I'm curious, do you remember when your first rap that you wrote, Sarac?
I do actually, I mean, I don't know it verbatim, but I remember one of the first, like, official raps that I wrote is actually called The First Mother, mm-hmm. and I recorded on my first EP, Astral mm-hmm. Chronicles. And it was funny because I never even thought that this was the path that I'd be, you know, taking. But I ended up recording with Soul Messiah, who's my producer and DJ, and it was just playing around in the studio, and mm-hmm. it turned out that it wasn't bad. So I was like,
what path did you think you were going to take?
Well, I went to school for, I was a biology major. I was wanting to get into conservation biology.
Say word.
But I just, as much as I love that and as much as I felt that it was necessary, I didn't feel fulfilled.
Right.
There was something like missing, but I didn't know what was missing. So I just took some time off, traveled, and by, you know, happenstance, my sister actually was friends with him, and we linked up, and he was doing music with some other, like, really dope artists. And I was like, let me see. Because I had, like, I was a writer, okay. and I did poetry and stuff like that, but I never, like, vocalized it, or recorded it, rather. Mm-hmm. And it turned out, and I got thrown on stage, I remember, by somebody just set me up.
You didn't
like,
know.
Yeah, it was a Matulu Shakur, who's, he's Tupac Shakur's stepfather.
Uh-huh.
And it was a benefit for him.
Uh-huh.
And one of our brothers was like, yeah, so we're going to bring up Cyrock to the mic. I was like, what?
What?
Hold on, what'd you say? And I performed one of my joints, and the reception was wonderful. And then after that, I was like, okay.
How long ago was that? When was that?
Oh, this had to have been almost 11.
Wow.
11 or 12 years ago.
Oh, shout out to that person who called you out.
I know.
What about you? When did you first write a rhyme or bars? Gosh.
I was writing from time, okay? Mm. But like in my bedroom, I was, maybe my first rhyme, really and truly, I think my first rhyme was written when I was 12 years old.
Mm.
Yeah. And it was just, I had to stay focused because I really wanted to go to school. I wanted to finish my trade. I wanted to get a career.
In what? What were you thinking about?
Initially, I wanted to be a veterinarian, mm-hmm. biology
Look
too,
at these
right?
science
yeah,
heads.
We're science heads. But then I kind of transitioned into nursing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a nurse till this day.
Word.
And yes, so.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. You're very welcome. Yeah. You're very welcome. And I do feel fulfilled with my nursing profession, mind you. But there was a creative aspect within me that needed to come out and was dying to come out,
mm-hmm.
especially since I'm writing since I'm 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm writing since I'm 12, something has to come out. So I officially launched an EP in 2016. So it's only been 2 years that
you actually went out and answered that calling.
Yeah, well, actually, I answered it like maybe in 2014,
mm-hmm.
but I released something from my call in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and you're like this. Yeah. This, like, surprise person. I remember first time I heard Serenity, people were telling me, like, you got to come check out Serenity. I was like, who's this? And then I heard you on a recording, I don't know whose, and maybe it was in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I thought, what? Where has she been?
I was hiding in my bedroom.
You were hiding.
Yeah.
Then, I don't know, I think I was always writing poetry as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was always drawn. I've definitely always been drawn to literature.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually when I got to university, that was my major in English Lit. And I think I was just always a performer, especially as a child, and just did the arts. But, you know, you come from immigrant families who are just like, well, arts is recreation. Arts is to help you get cultured. It's great that you can do those things. Great that you play the piano and stuff like that, but you're not really going to be an artist, right? Mm. And so I think I put that idea, I don't even think I even tried to develop that idea. I just was, okay, that's not an option. Although I was fully into the hip hop culture and scene in Montreal, like right through my teenage years and whatnot. But I was also an athlete, so basketball took over my life, above and beyond anything else. But it kept me connected to hip hop too, right? Because there's that relationship between the two. I came out super late. Like, I didn't even know I was gonna rap, kind of like you. Like, no, I was friends with Nomadic Massive, hanging out, was at a rehearsal that they were doing, just keeping time for their set for them, and started harmonizing. I wasn't even MCing. I wasn't even rapping. I was just harmonizing to something that Miriam was doing. And she was like, can you come on stage and do that? And I was like, no, I can't. But I did. It was very, very scary and awkward. And then just hanging out with them, I started to like write more and more. And I think I remember when I was in CJEP, I was like 17. Mm-hmm. And I'm at CJEP and there's a bunch of MCs, like so many people, including Wally, who's in our group. Mm-hmm. I've known Wally for like 25 years. And there's a cypher going on and all these dudes are gathered around and they're all rapping, they're doing their freestyle stuff. And I remember myself standing outside of the cypher, like waiting to jump in. And I was like thinking about bars in my head. And I'm thinking about these two bars. I'm like, oh, I'm going to jump in for this line. Yeah. And I'm waiting. And then the bell rings.
Oh, shucks.
And I can't. I can't jump in. And so I was like, okay, squash that. Never happened again. It was more into the dance aspect, but eventually it happened through Nomadic, really. Mm-hmm. It just happened as I grew with Nomadic that I started to kind of, whatever I was doing as a younger, like in my teenage years, started to come back, and I started doing it that way. But it just went by so quickly, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what, for you guys, what, because you mentioned it's been a long road, and you knew that you kind of anticipated that it would be challenging. What would be the most challenging aspects for you? What have you noticed that's been the hardest?
Probably, you know, maintaining your practical life.
Right.
You know, the thing that pays the bills and all that stuff, while also trying to find that creative, you know, trying to utilize that creative part of yourself. Because a lot of the structure of, like, you know, the workforce and stuff is designed to drain you.
That's it.
You know.
9-to-5 grind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, after doing that 9-to-5 and then coming home and, like, working on, like, your passion, your craft and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and finding that can be challenging. It can mm-hmm. be difficult. And there were times where I was like, yo, this is, I don't know.
If you can do it. Yeah, what were you doing for your 9-to-5?
Working at a retail space. I was working in the supplement, vitamin, the natural health world. Mm. So I was working at a retail store, you know, helping people with supplements and all of that and natural health issues and questions. And I was doing that, and that was cool because it was, I had an interest in that, and it was mm-hmm. it was freer with my schedule and stuff, so I was able to, like, to perform and stuff like that. So I was blessed in that regard, but there was still, like, this feeling of being a little trapped,
right.
You know, not being able to, like, fully express, like, that creative side of myself. And being a Capricorn, I'm very pragmatic and practical. And for years, people were like, yo, if you really want to pursue this, you got to jump out
That's it, right?
You got to let the safety net go.
Oh, it's true.
And I was so afraid. I was so, like, against, like, my whole, the way I was set up and everything. But when I finally did, so much opportunity just started opening up. It's funny how the universe, like, you make agreements with the universe.
Yep.
Like, once I let that go, they were like, okay, so you want to do this now. Here you go. You know, and it opens up a world
one
of
one thing
just
after the next.
Exactly.
And so you build the confidence that, like, oh, okay, I made the right decision. Because the doubt jumps in so quickly, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah. And especially in, you know, a game that's not really designed to celebrate and support women who, you know, are talking about something different. You know, mm-hmm. I will be on stage in a full like tunic, floor length. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
With people your didn't know what
to make of me, or they think I'm about to start singing or
something like that.
No, you can wait and see what I'm about to do. Like, I'm not gonna be singing. Yeah. I mean, I'll do a little bit of that, but yeah. So there's all kinds of like expectations and stuff like that about what a female MC is she's going to present herself and all these things, and it's a rough. It's a challenging thing to push through and sustain. I've unfortunately seen so many of the people who came up with me in the independent like music community, like, you know, kind of, I don't want to say give up because they haven't given up on their passion, but they have kind of put their passion to the side, you know. So, I'm completely grateful that I've, like, push through that little bit of, you know, that there's that meme where there's a guy like digging for gold, and then as soon as he quits, he sees like there's this little slice of wall and like all this gold was on the other side. Like, I'm glad I kept digging through, you know.
For you, I mean, if it's in a sense kind of still fresh for you, where have you felt the challenges?
It's actually in the same realm that Sarah just mentioned, because it's the balance between because as nurses we work 12-hour shifts,
right?
So so the balance between doing the 12-hour shift and coming home trying to be creative, or even finding, you can find motivation, mind you, within the work setting.
Yeah,
I found that it's true. You can find,
I was gonna ask you if you ever write things that you've experienced and seen.
Because it's really in the hospital you see life, you see death, you see hope, you see helplessness, you see you see desire to live where there was no desire before, and you see the progression or the decline of life.
Yeah.
So it is inspiring, but at the same time, fatigue sets in, mentally and physically. Mm. But the most important thing is just to find the balance between the two. For me, myself, I'm speaking like personally, to find the balance between the two where, you know, one can benefit the other, and it can work out, because like I said, there's a lot of inspiration to be had in seeing, you know, certain patient cases and certain family situations.
I love about what you're saying, and also everything you're both saying, but the idea, it kind of helps us, like you were talking about what people expect about the female artists when they see you on stage, what they expect to hear from you, and you're talking about even the storytelling. I think it's so important for anybody who's interested in emceeing and rapping to understand that role and that idea is about being a storyteller. And it is about seeing things around you wherever you are, like seeing your environment and being able to interpret that through poetry, and then find a way to make that connect with people who are listening to you. And I feel in so many ways some of that is lost, but yet there seems to be this resurgence. Like, I'm just curious, because we're here together. What's the take on Cardi B?
I respect Cardi's grind. I like her personality. I like her...
That she's herself.
She's herself. Yeah. She's okay with being silly, goofy. She's okay with telling her story, the rough parts of her story. You know, her path to success and what she had to do to get there, where she was.
Was, exactly.
You know, and how proud of herself that she is, that she's not doing that anymore. She's matured. And, you know, now, you know, she's celebrated in America, in the world. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, and it should be celebrated. I think that there's more stories to tell. Everybody has their place. Everybody's voice deserves to be heard.
Right.
But I think what has happened traditionally is that other voices have been silenced if they don't fit this archetype of what a female MC is supposed to look like or talk about, or what her background is supposed to be, or whatever. So I just want all of us to be able to
share, to be there. Yeah, I think, I know, and I would 100% agree. A similar take on Cardi B. I'm also I feel sometimes protective of her. I find when I see her in the mainstream context, I feel like sometimes she's being mocked.
Yeah, she is.
That's a big concern for me. And I don't know if it's at my mama instinct because I'm a mama, but I'm just like...
But at the same time, I question whether she cares or not. Because she has that character where
it seems like she does.
She's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, this is me and this is who I am. I'm not changing.
Well,
and,
so, yeah. And now she's going to be a mother. I mean, the mother thing connects... that's where I'm at right now with my artistry. And there's an MC here in Montreal. She was like pretty much one of our very first female MCs, a part of a group called Muzayan. Mm-hmm. And Jake Hill, like they were one of the first crews in Quebec, in Montreal, to get a deal way back in like end of the 90s, 2000s. Remember them, right? They were like our Fugees kind of thing, right? And they rapped in French and English and Creole. Mm-hmm. And Jake Hill just recently, because the conversation about women in hip hop and the roles and the stigmatisms and like misogyny and et cetera, mm-hmm. that conversation is quite current right now in Quebec, mm-hmm. Because maybe rap culture in Quebec is sort of now getting a little bit more space than in the past. It's primarily French rap culture that's getting that space. Yeah. But
which is one of the challenges.
Which is also a challenge. Language is a challenge here for us, those of us coming up in Montreal. But so recently in an interview, Jake Hill from Muzayan was asked, you know, what's up? How come we don't see so many female MCs? We don't see that many women in rap in Quebec. Like, it still seems to be a male-dominated thing. And so they spoke to a few MCs. And what she was saying, which I thought was quite interesting, she said, the challenge for women is, as an industry on its own, it's already hard to penetrate the rap industry, the rap game, mm-hmm. as an artist, period, right? Mm-hmm. And then women have some sort of limitations, so to speak, or apparent, you know, limitations where they're now, they're also thinking about their future. So for women, they're imagining, some of them might be imagining being moms mm-hmm. and having families. And so that window of opportunity seems a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. And you know, as it's closing, you don't even realize when it's going to close or how long it's going to stay open kind of thing. And I was touched by that because as I was imagining it for myself, I was completely romanticizing the idea mm-hmm. of being a mom and being on stage. I was like, baby's gonna come with me and I'm gonna be like, yeah, my kid's gonna be like a rock baby, whatever. And it sort of is the case, you know. But man, is it hard, because you certainly see the difference. Like the fathers that are in our group, they never had to bring their kids on stage because they weren't breastfeeding. You know, my son's been on tour with me all the time, and it just, all of a sudden you start to raise all kinds of questions of like, oh, is this the right way to mother? Should I be, am I imposing too much of the life that I have on my child? Am I taking something away from him by not like just making the focus about him, even though the focus is still on him, you know?
I feel like that's part of like, it sounds like radical, like unschooling almost. Like
what I'm doing?
Yeah. Like
I'm feeling confident about, I like that radical unschooling word.
Like, you know, we learn from everything. Mm-hmm. And him being exposed to, you know, the life of an artist, seeing you on stage, especially expressing yourself confidently, you know, in your truth, in your passion, like, that's a key, like, that's so integral to, like, his development. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, our children, when they're in school, sometimes, like, they're, you know, their self-esteem and their confidence and stuff is attacked.
Yeah.
You know?
We're, especially Black children.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, like, there's this new, like, growing, well, not new, it's this growing culture of radical, like, unschooling, mm-hmm. where it's less structured than, like, homeschooling. But, like, parents are like, yo, y'all going with me.
That's it.
Like, we're going to travel, and, you know, we're going to, of course, you know, I'm going to encourage and develop the things that your interests that you know, are
for sure, yeah,
you know, based on our travels or the things that you do with me. But I think that's an important part of nurturing that relationship of parent to child, mm-hmm. and then also allowing them to kind of figure out what they want to do and stuff. And I know some powerful kids who grew up being on stage with their mom. There's an artist called, her name is Liza Garza. She's a poet and singer in America. And her son, he's 21 now, but he grew up on stages with her. Now they perform together.
Oh, wow.
And he's so, like, insightful and intelligent. Yeah. And, you know, you can just tell that came from him being, you know,
exposed
to that and being bold enough to express himself by being in those areas. Like, he was able to, like, develop his voice and stuff. So, girl.
I'm feeling much better. Yeah. I'm feeling better about it. I mean, he's been on the road, that's for sure. he thinks he's a drummer, that's for sure. He's like, when am I going on stage? And he does. He jumps up on stage and jumps on the drum.
But
thank you for putting that in that perspective, because it is a hard thing to push back against, as we're all trying to push back whatever those expectations are. Mm-hmm. Serenity, we're here in the context of the KBC Arts Week, Music yes. Week. What for you, sort of, how do you see this event, this week of celebrations of concerts and all this kind of stuff where we're celebrating Black arts for a whole week here in Montreal?
It's huge. It's a blessing. It's needed. It's good exposure. So because there's a lot of artists in Montreal that go unheard.
That's it.
A lot of voices that go unheard. A lot of poets that go unheard. And I think this is a wonderful, wonderful thing to gain exposure and just, you know, everybody just express themselves freely for the culture, for the hip hop culture mm-hmm. and for the arts. So mm-hmm. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I feel the same. Sarah, this is not your first time in Montreal, but you're coming up at a time where we've never had something like this before, where we've got like 6 days of
six days
back to back, where it's really a dedication to Black artistic expression in music, in visual arts, in crafts, and everything, really, food, everything. How do you feel to be invited here?
I feel honored for sure. I think that it's things like this, like spark, like renaissances in innovation and like creativity and. So to be asked to be a part of something like this, every time I come to Montreal, I never have like a large amount of time
yeah.
but I'm meeting like so many different people from Good. So many different backgrounds and stuff. And I can see like the influence that the different cultures from Haiti to, you know, Trinidad and all these different islands and stuff have had on, you know, these, incubators mm-hmm. of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to vibe and kind of like put my little spin on it.
Yeah, well, we're
your little like, big spin.
Your little big spin, man. We're so blessed spin. That you came yeah. through to
Cultural
Montreal.
Cultural exchange is so important,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's all about building those bridges. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do the plugs. Where can people hear your stuff?
I'm on like all major streaming sites.
Perfect.
So Spotify, iTunes, Pandora.
So that's Sarok, SAROC.
Don't forget the stash, you know, you cannot call me Stacy.
Hey.
No, SarokTheMC.com is my site, SarokTheMC.com. And I'm on social media too as SarokTheMC, Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect.
Yeah, check out the new video for everyone.
Yes, check out the new video. Fire. All right, Mr. Renny, the EP.
Yes, so the EP is out on Bandcamp. I'm still working on a few things to come in the future, but the EP On the Loose is on Bandcamp presently.
Boom.
Under Serenity, SERENI-T. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, Serenity MTL on Instagram and Serenity on Facebook.
Boom. Well, Nomadic Massive, wherever we are. we're there. We're also just Google it, YouTube it kind of thing. I wish if Sarok was staying long enough, I wish we could do like a female cut, like just jump into a studio and do some sort of like,
that would be hot.
Just get some wicked beats and just drop something. But we never know. We could still do it virtually.
Oh, yeah. True. For real.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Boom. So that's going to be your hot joint for the summer.
Right.
You heard it here on Montreal Sessions.
Hold us to that.
Yep. Wait for it. Peace out, Montreal.
Peace and love, y'all. I'm always so grateful to be here.
All right.
Peace, Serenity.
Yeah, I've grown a whole lot. Now this is my story. When I was 17, I thought I'd rule the world. But now the only thing I'd like to do is move the world and prove the girls can do it just as good or even better. So I'm gonna make my mark in this rap game and leave it better. And weave these letters into masterpieces, breathing relics, and tell my story so completely. A piece of me will haunt you till you flaunt my legacy to everything you cherish. Cause I'm not a ghostwriter, I'm bones, blood, and flesh. Now let me clear my throat so I can get this off my chest. Development arrested with no speech to leak to press. Just been suffering in silence since I was conceived, I guess. So now I just spit, drew
soon and let saliva drip onto the mic until my microcosmic life exists inside your psyche where hyperbole and hype forgets the difference between a poser and poetic licenses. Can you see me now or are you blinded by the light again? See, I'm a little different. They might understand me, damn it, if they just listen. Don't need no Grammy, hand me two rubies and fans' attention. And we can change the world, wait, and I'll forget to mention that I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel. Yeah, I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel. I'm a rebel, 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 rebel. When I was 21, young and I was cold as ice. Future was a gamble, so I shook and rolled the dice. Never been lucky, so I had to develop a tough skin. Them hard knocks and them rough patches enough to make you give up to them. But I knew something was in store for me. You might call it intuition, foresight, or even sorcery. Cause I'll be with you with a 16 of my choice, then have you shape-shifting at the first hint of my voice. I'm the black magic woman, I'll cast a spell on the track. Abracadabra, watch me drag you to heaven and back. Save your soul with my sonnets, call me the rep on a rap. But if you double-cross me, tough guy, trust your Teflon of crap. Well, people think I won't, but I will, no need to elaborate. But I can tell you better than show you, lyrically navigate you through the patterns and shapes of my mind so y'all can say you knew me. Before passion passes right through me, give me roses. See, I'm a little different. They might understand me, damn it, if they just listen. Don't need no Grammy, hand me two rubies and fans' attention. And we can change the world, wait, and I'll forget to mention that I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel. Yeah, I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel. I'm a rebel, 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 rebel. When I was 26, I thought I had the master plan. Rhyme a little, grind a little, then I'd master man. But no one told me swollen egos came with price tags. And even superheroes keep a clothes change in their night bag. So I learned the golden rule with a pen and pad in my pocket. Built the city on rock and roll, then stole the keys unlocked. I wasn't made for the underground, I'm too refined for that stock. Now I'ma take the block to my flight school, y'all can hop around my cockpit. Where the MC freezer, MC break them into pieces. Then sprinkle fairy dust on the prairie, a Gravian season. Laura Ingalls wilding on the beat, my thought process is the max. Conception like Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. Shit, I was supposed to be humble. You know how hard it is to be modest when you the one, though. Toughest thing I ever did was play human on earth. Man, F it, I'm the rap god. Time to take y'all to church. See, I'm a little different. They might understand me, damn it, if they just listen. Don't need no Grammy, hand me two rubies and my fans' attention. And we can change the world, wait, and I forget to mention that I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel. Yeah, I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel. I'm a rebel, 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 rebel.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
AB presents a Victoria Weekend Barbecue, Saturday, May 21st, noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Cote St. Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue, jerk, and roti, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides, homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $15 or less. So come on out and enjoy the outside with Fabi and the crew. Music by DJ Jason. Saturday, May 21st at Mackenzie King Park.